We interrupt the program now in progress to bring you a special report.
Here are the highlights this morning.
From the WPGU News Desk, here's today's headlines on WPGU 107.1 Champaign's Alternative.
From WPGU News, I'm Gavin Westlake. It's Friday, April 24th, 2026. Starting off, here's your look at the weather this weekend in Champaign-Urbana, straight from the National Weather Service. Today is looking pretty active across the CU area. Showers and thunderstorms are likely this morning, with more scattered rain possible through the afternoon. The high will be near 73 degrees, and winds will shift from the south to the west at 13 to 15 miles per hour, with gusts up to 23 miles per hour. There is an 80% chance of rain, so keep an umbrella nearby. Tonight will be calmer with partly cloudy skies. The low will be around 50 degrees, and winds will come from the north at 7 to 9 miles per hour. It will be a quiet end to a stormy day. Tomorrow should be a great day to spend outside. Sunny skies bring the high near 73 degrees again, with winds coming from the northeast at 8 to 10 miles per hour and gusts up to 17 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, a few clouds creep back in with a low around 48 degrees. Winds will stay light out of the northeast, making for a cool and comfortable evening. Sunday will be partly sunny and mild, with another high projected to be near 73 degrees. Winds will come from the east at 9 to 11 miles per hour and gust up to 18 miles per hour. Sunday night turns cloudy again, with a low around 56 degrees and a 30% chance of showers after 1 a.m. That's your weekend forecast for CU. Stay weather aware today and enjoy the sunshine tomorrow, and have a great rest of your weekend. Looking internationally, today's News World Roundup brings you this week's top headlines from around the world. First, President Donald Trump did not give a clear timeline on the war in Iran yesterday. Previously, Trump gave reporters a 4 to 6 week timeline on the war. Next, Rodrigo Duterte, former president of the Philippines, will face trial at the International Criminal Court for Crimes Against Humanity. Judges unanimously confirmed yesterday that there were substantial grounds for the charge over Duterte's war on drugs that led to thousands of killings. In Europe, broadcasters in Slovenia, Spain, and Ireland announced yesterday that they would not air the Eurovision contest this year. All three countries are boycotting Eurovision over Israel's participation. Broadcasters will air films about Palestine instead. Next, Taiwanese President Lai Ching-te canceled his trip to Eswatini Tuesday due to Seychelles, Mauritius, and Madagascar canceling overflight permits. These revocations come after pressure from China, with whom many African countries have diplomatic ties with. Lastly, Meta announced yesterday that they would cut 10% of their staff in May. The layoffs, according to Meta, will offset their increased investment in AI. Coming back to town, a nonprofit thrift store was forced to unexpectedly take its clothing inventory off its shelves early this week after finding bedbugs. Salt and Light, located in Urbana, was notified Monday that the bedbugs were found in the back of the warehouse. Out of an abundance of caution, Executive Director Nathan Montgomery decided to dispose of the entire clothing inventory and clothes on the shelves. The disposal of the inventory is estimated to set the store back about $45,000. According to the News Gazette, Montgomery does not know for sure how the bedbugs made their way into the warehouse. Montgomery says that the store has, quote, implemented a number of process improvements to mitigate the risk of this happening again. Looking toward the weekend, Illinois Race Weekend concludes tomorrow with the Christie Clinic Marathon. The marathon and half marathon will begin at 7:33 a.m. at the intersection of St. Mary's Road and 1st Street, with lineup at 7. The 26.2-mile race will take the runners through Champaign, Urbana, and parts of Savoy before coming to a finish at Guise Memorial Stadium. Organizers are encouraging residents to show up and cheer on the runners. Even if you are not participating in the marathon, you are still welcome to participate in the 27th-mile Victory Bash, with drinks, food, and live music. Starting at 8 a.m., the bash will take place on Kirby Avenue between 1st and 4th Street. Whether you are running in the race or just there to support the runners, make sure to stop by the WPGU table in the Illini Grove to say hello. Please note that if you plan on traveling tomorrow, there will be bus route changes and road closures to accommodate the marathon. For race maps or to see how to avoid road closures, visit illinoismarathon.com. Also this weekend, Spring Jam 2026 is coming up Sunday at 2 p.m. on the main quad. The annual outdoor concert is one of the biggest traditions on campus, bringing a major artist in for a free show just for the students. All you need is a valid iCard. Spring Jam is made possible by campus partners across the university, with students voting in the fall through a survey. This year, rapper DaBaby is hitting the main quad stage. Doors open at 1 p.m., so make sure you get there early, grab a spot, and lock in with your friends. For more stories about the Champaign-Urbana area, check out dailyillini.com. Contributing reporting for this newscast was brought to you by Madison Magnus, Zaina Qureshi, Vinny Magsimble, J.J. Grishnick-Parsons, and Kennedy Caldwell. That's all for today. From WPGU News, this has been Gavin Westlake.